Hey, welcome back to Corinth in Your Car. It's a new year. The same guys are here with me. I'm Josh, Luke, and Adam are with me again, and we're excited to be back in your car or on your device, wherever you're listening, in the year 2023. That's kind of crazy to say, but here we are, 2023.
2023.
No flying cars yet.
New year. Not yet, but maybe. New year, new me.
There you go. Hey, speaking of New Year's, I mean, I guess it's kind of a cliche question, but do you guys, like, do you do the New Year's resolutions? Do you stay up to watch the ball? Do you like New Year's? Just what are your quick takes on that?
I don't do really resolutions, but I love the New Year. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is about it, but the turning over of a new year just makes things feel fresh again. And I think maybe something, in fact, I was talking with a guy about this just a couple weeks ago. There are some numbers in the Bible that are just kind of significant, 3, 7, 10,
yeah,
but
yeah.
12 is as well. Mm-hmm. And so there's like almost like a natural just, rhythm to everything there. And so we hit this 12th thing and we move into the one and it's like, oh wow, something new's coming. So
yeah,
I love
cool. it. Luke, what about you? Do you like to stay up and watch the ball drop or what do you do?
I'm indifferent towards watching like the ball drop. I mean, I do it.
Yeah, I can't tell you the last time I saw that happen.
Like,
yeah.
I would much rather, like, I'll stay up to till midnight to, like, actually be a part of the New Year change. But I would be much more content, like, I don't know, like, watching a movie and then flipping it on as they're doing the 10 seconds so that I don't have to listen to Ryan Seacrest for a couple hours.
You know? Or, like, was it Miley this year?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean,
we're recording
before New Year's. So.
Just all that sort of stuff, just... Not my thing, but I do, this has been going on for like the last, I don't know, 7, 8 years. Every New Year's Eve, my late night snack staying up till midnight is pizza rolls.
Well, so there you go. Just like eighth grade.
I pop a bunch of pizza rolls in.
Totino's.
And, yeah. Those are so good. So those
that
will be,
sounds like heartburn.
It's been a while since I've had a pizza roll, but they are good. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Hey, something we discovered last year or the year before, a way to kind of hack the New Year's. This is for kids at least. We had a noon year's celebration. So it was at noon on, you know, New Year's Eve, and we watched the ball drop and all that sort of stuff, and the kids celebrated. And that way, you get a normal bedtime, and you don't have to feel bad the next day.
So you did it. You did it on
New Year's
Eve first.
No, New Year's Eve. Yeah.
New Year's Eve. You just see your New Year's Eve party at noon.
Yeah.
Oh, but you don't watch the ball drop or anything like that.
The kids don't.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
actually, you can watch from where we are. You know, we're not the first New Year's, so you can actually
you
turn on a ball drop or a celebration for the New Year in another country.
That's what the stories that I hear. I'm too young to remember, but that's what my grandma used to do with us for New Year's. My parents usually did something when we were young, so they would drop us off with grandma and grandpa, and she would put on. We were in Central Time Zone, so she would put on the New York ball drop, and that it was New Year's,
at least
even
an hour,
But I'm not complaining about that. Grateful for the extra hour of sleep. Thank you, Grandma. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that.
Yeah, Adam, I love what you said a while ago. Just a new year, whether you call it a resolution or not, it is a new year to turn over a new leaf, to start new rhythms, or to kind of reignite some old rhythms. It's just, it does feel fresh. I love that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, sitting around here at Corinth, most New Year's, you know, past several years, I've seen the read through the Bible in a year plan. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's a resolution you can look to pick up, or, you know, maybe it's an exercise goal or a journaling rhythm or a conversation with your one, whatever it may be. But we did want to kind of jump in here in your car, at the beginning of this year, and maybe give you an idea for, I don't know if you'd call it a resolution or what, but it's just one word for the year. And right. I'm going to let Adam, you take this away because you have read the book, you have preached the sermon a couple years back, and and I know from several people who did this, it really did help them through the entire year to have a word. So anyway, take it away.
Yeah, and the reason resolution is just something I'm not a big fan of is because, like, in a perfect world, we would all sit around on New Year's Eve, and we would pull out our checklist of things that we wanted to do and go, man, what a great year. I did
Woo-hoo.
It. Amazing.
I lost 30 pounds.
I lost 30 pounds.
I cut out soda.
Yeah, I read 75 books, you know. I took my wife on 52 dates, you know. But that's not what happens.
No, never.
No. In fact, this is these are just the real quick stats. 87% of adults make resolutions. 50% of them fail by January. Uh-huh. It's like, yeah, we can't even make it. Yep. Like, I go to the gym.
We need a new year after every month.
Absolutely. It's like
a month resolution. Yeah.
I know going to the gym in January is just, I might just work out at home.
Right.
Because it will be just jam-packed.
Yeah.
All I got to do is wait till the end of January, though.
Yep.
90% of those resolutions fail by March. So most of us don't even make it a a quarter of the year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, and only 8% of people actually keep their resolutions. And so.
And those 8%.
Yeah.
You are better than us.
Absolutely.
So what do you think the key was? Did they just make a resolution to read one book?
Yeah, exactly.
Or like, yeah, I'm going to exercise in January. Well, I got my resolution.
Or maybe they made like realistic goals. It's like, instead of like, yeah, I'm going to lose weight, they're like, you know what? I'm going to gain weight. I want 15 pounds, you know. You know,
do that.
I'm gonna roller coaster my weight up and down all year
long. Yeah, yeah. Or I'm gonna procrastinate more. you know, and starting tomorrow. But
that's good.
But you know, so it's like, it's good intentions, but they're just built on a bad foundation.
Yeah,
and that's what leads to the poor results. And so the biggest issue, and this isn't my observation. This is the observation of people much smarter than me, is that we end up setting to-do goals versus to-be goals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep, that's good.
And, you know, we think if we can just accomplish enough, work hard enough, then my life will change. But the most important thing isn't what we do, it's who we are. Mm-hmm. And it's about our heart, you know. And so it's like this, the idea of one word is to focus more on what we are becoming or who we are becoming more than what we're accomplishing. And so that's why I love this. This is a great book. Now, they're really proud of it. It's like, it's a book you can read in 45 minutes, and they're going to charge you, I think it's like $20 for that hour of time. So they're proud of it, but it's a really good book. You can read through it multiple times. You know, it's just a great refresher.
I think I failed to say the name of the book.
It's one word that'll change your life.
One word that'll change your life.
Yeah, yep. If you just look that up on Amazon.
Spoiler alert. Jesus.
That's right. Yeah. But so the idea is, instead of setting resolutions, you have a word that just kind of frames the entire year for you. It's like, this is my focus. And so this is who I want to become as I kind of start to work through these things. So it's a fantastic idea. It's powerful. It's a game changer. And because that one thing really can just kind of change everything for you. So that's it in a nutshell. We can talk about how to find that word and all those things, but I'll just stop right there.
Yeah, no, that's really good, Luke.
Yeah, I'm kind of with him on, I love the idea of this because I'm not much of a fan of the resolution stuff either. Not necessarily because I think they're a bad idea, but because of what you're describing. It's like, it doesn't really work. And I find a lot more, I don't know if the success is the right word, or pleasure or joy or whatever. I find that whenever I like set the goals that are kind of tied into, like you're saying, who I want to become at the end of the year, that I'm going to stick with those a little bit longer,
right?
Rather than, hey, I want to read, you know, 24 books, right, and then I'll binge 6 of them in January and February, and then not pick up another one till August,
November,
right? So, yeah, you know, it's I love this idea. Now, personally, I have not ever done the one word thing, so never taken the time to kind of reflect through that. So, I'm a rookie as far as that goes. I have been thinking about going for it this year. I have not settled in on a word just yet, because I mean, you guys are listening to this January 2nd. We are not recording January 2nd. In fact, it hasn't even been Christmas yet, and so I've still got some time to kind of think and reflect and pray on what a word might be, and maybe ask me on January 2nd what it is, and
yeah,
I'll tell you.
I think, what was it, 3 years ago you did this, maybe something like that?
It was January 2020.
Okay, so a good year to have some focus.
Exactly.
You know? And
one word, COVID.
Yeah, exactly. One word.
No, I heard some people that really took that to heart, and even, you know, 21 and 22, then without preaching on it or making a point about it, they continue to do it. So for those that don't know kind of how to pick a word or what the goal of the word is, let's frame it up a little bit and maybe maybe we can have some more takers this year.
Yeah, and I would say too, you know, like all of our stuff's still on the World Wide Web, and
that's right.
So
yeah.
You know, you can go to our YouTube channel and find the one word sermon from
2020
January.
Can you just search it?
2020. Yeah.
Yeah, you should be able to just search one word.
Yeah. Well, you probably have to add Corinth Christian Church in there.
Corinth Christian,
because there's probably more than just
sure.
This is not
Corinth Christian Church, yeah. Loganville, Georgia.
Yeah, one
Adam
word.
Turner, one
yeah.
word.
Yeah. Yep. And we can also too. We'll make a note to post a link to it.
Yeah.
When this podcast releases.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
So. But the big idea of it, so like I said, the book is fantastic. I can't shill for it enough. It's just good. But one of the things that they say, and Luke, you know, you were talking about thinking through it, and I think for anybody who is wrestling with this, one of the big things that they lay out for it is you don't choose your word as much as the word chooses you.
Sure.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And so it's not that you choose it, it's more it's revealed, you know, to you. And so to do that means that we've got to take time to just set off some think time.
Yeah.
And, you know, here at the beginning of the year, I don't think we all want to hit the ground running. But some of our best work can be done whenever we're just spending, you know, 30 minutes, an hour, to just sit and contemplate and to think through and say, okay, God, what is it that you want for me? You know, who are you wanting me to become, you know, over the course of this next year? And so that's kind of the key. So if you don't mind, I'll just kind of go through how we find this thing.
Absolutely, do it.
And so this, like I said, this all comes from the book. But here you go. If you don't want to read the book, I'll just give it to you right here. So it's basically there's three things that we do. We look in, we look up, and we look out. And so in other words, we look in, we prepare. John Wooden, the great basketball coach, UCLA, you know, said that failing to prepare is preparing to fail.
Yep.
And so this is about getting our heart ready, looking in at our heart, doing the hard work of heart work, doing the slow work of slow work, you know, those things, and just kind of looking into it and saying, okay, I want to take the time to look inward, open my heart. What does God have for me? It's going to require a quiet place. It's going to require a slower pace. It's probably going to require an empty page, whether that's on a screen or you're actually using the new technology of pen and paper, and just being open to what it is. And like I said, it may take an hour, it may take a week, it may take 5 weeks, but you just slow down and just go, what is it that the Lord has for me? We look up, and so what we're doing is, hold on here. Let me give you a few questions that we should be asking as we're looking in. Okay, so Luke, if you're taking notes, here you go. What do I need? In other words, what are some areas of my life that really need to change? What's in my way? In other words, what's preventing me from becoming who I want to be? And the third question is, what needs to go? Mm-hmm. What are some things I'm holding on to? Maybe it's bitterness. Maybe it's unforgiveness. You know, that's keeping me from making progress in these areas of my life. So what do I need? What's in the way? What needs to go? Then we're going to look up, and this is discovering it, because we don't choose our word as much as we receive our word here. And so the big, you know, plug-in here is through our times of prayer. And, you know, we've hit on this a lot recently, but just trying to remind people of the rhythms and the habits and the disciplines that we need in our lives. But, you know, morning and evening while we're, you know, taking a shower, while we're driving, whenever we have times, it's just that continual conversation with God. You know, what are the needs, the wants, struggles, and failures, all those things. And it's saying, God, will you take control here? Because I don't want to create this word. I want you to give it to me. And so, God, what do you want to do in me and through me in the year 2023? And then just listen. And here's the cool thing. It may come through a song. I can't remember whose story it was that they were telling me about this, but it was just like they were praying about it and they were thinking about it, and this song came on, and it would be so much better if I remembered who it was and what the song was and what the word became.
Yeah.
But I remember this, just not very well, that it was just like something just like hit them. And then it was like it was in a TV show, and they heard it again. And then it was like they read something in a devotional, and they were just kind of like, huh, that's interesting. Yeah. This word just keeps showing up in my life.
Here's your sign.
Here's my sign.
Right in front of you.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it's just paying attention to what's going on. And so we're looking up and saying, God, give me the eyes and the heart give me eyes to see and the ears to hear what it is. And then once you've kind of got that word, and here's the trick to it all, finding your word isn't the hardest part. The hardest part is actually living it out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so you look out, we're going to live this out, and you'll find the opportunities all around you. And you'll find that it'll change your life in all kinds of different ways. And so what you do is you put your word in front of you physically. If you've got a day planner, you know, you write that at the very beginning of it. Maybe you write it at the beginning of every week, you know, every month. You put it on the, however it is. Maybe you need a little sign, you know, to put on your computer, your dashboard. maybe you could make a I always get this word. It's not a screenshot. It's your wallpaper.
Yeah.
On your phone.
Yeah.
You know, you could create something there. But just whatever is going to draw your attention, because the secret of life is whatever gets your attention is what gets your focus.
Mm-hmm.
And what gets your focus is what actually gets done.
Yeah. I think too, like we've talked about kind of in some of our leadership conversations through the podcast, we've talked about the Titan planner, the idea mm-hmm. of backwards planning. Like whenever you have a word and you put it there in front of you every day, you are backwards planning.
Correct.
So you're saying by the end of this year, I want to be this, or I want to demonstrate this, or I want to be transformed into somebody who looks more like this, right?
Yeah.
And so you put that in front of you every day, and then you're just kind of asking the question, well, what do I need to do today
mm-hmm.
that is going to help me get to that
exactly.
by the end of the year? So
exactly.
super helpful stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think too, not just what do I need to do today, but God help me to keep my eyes open for when those opportunities come.
Yeah.
You know,
that's good.
Because sometimes it's not going out and getting it, but it's rather paying attention to what's already coming at you.
That's a good point. So.
Well, and like one of my friends, I know what he did with one of his words 1 year. I don't know if he does this every year or not, but like he just created a word document. And okay. I think that it was, I think his word that year was moments. And so he just started writing down all these things related to that one word of moments, you know, whether it was articles that he read or books that he read or experiences he had or moments that he took time to notice was actually, you know, what was happening. You know, and so it was just a really, really cool, that's just another really cool way to kind of just internalize it.
Yeah. So I love that. We are going to look in, we are going to look up, and we are going to look out to kind of figure out what our word is, and not necessarily just what you want to do, but really the word as a Christian, you feel that God is leading you towards.
Yes.
To do in you, but then also to work through you. So Adam, have you done this, I guess, 3 or 4 years now in a row? Or
yes, and a couple years have been better than others.
Okay, sure.
And
that's helpful for people to know, because it's I don't think it's going to be some magical formula every year that you're going to just transform your life. You know what I mean?
Like,
it's not going to be life changing, you know, every single time. But it's a good rhythm to have. It's a good
emotional thing. Well, and I think like I can think of the years whenever it kind of like faded from my perspective. It's like I was failing on the living out thing. Is like I had the word, I received the word, and that's why I can say that third one is the hardest part of it.
Uh-huh.
It's like just keeping it in front of you. I read a quote the other day about a guy that he said, I'm really good at chasing squirrels. You know, I just need people around me to make sure I'm chasing the right ones. And so that's kind of how I feel with this sometimes. It's like I'm really good at like finding these kind of things, but then it's just like, you know, 3 months later, 4 months later, it's like, oh wow, here we are over here now, and we're chasing over at this. And so that's why I can say without a shadow of a doubt that third one is the most difficult part of it, but it's worth the intentionality to do it.
So maybe you have a friend or a mentor, small group, some sort
yeah.
of connection, just to ask you, just put it in their reminder list or calendar every month.
Yeah.
Hey, check in. How's your word?
You know? What is your word? Do you remember what your word
is? Word, and tell me a story about something that's happened this
now,
past month.
Now, I look related in to on your life will rate on a scale of 1 to 10 how you are doing with your word.
Well, and then too, like I know last year, like I'll just be straight up transparent with this. Like last year I came up with a word and I thought I liked it. And I thought it was it. And then my wife came up with a word and I just basically stole it.
Okay. Yeah.
Her word last year was release. And whenever she was like, yeah, I think this is what God is just trying to help me understand, to learn how to do, how to be this year. And I was just like, well, stink. That
so you
is,
released your previous word.
I released my previous word and I stole hers.
Yeah, you were good at it right away.
Yeah. Because it was just like, you know what? I think that, and it's not surprising that, you know, as a married couple, you know, raising two kids, well, I guess coaching two kids now more than raising.
Well, I was about to say, think about the season of life that this last year.
Exactly.
In context with that word, you guys became.
Yeah, pretty much empty nesters and those things.
So it was literal release.
Release is a huge thing.
You've been knowing for over 18 years.
Yeah, and so, you know, we're husband and wife, so we're one, so I just took her word. And, but.
It's yours.
Yeah, exactly. So. I don't even remember where I was going with that. Just saying it can be difficult. And so, but that was I don't remember really what the first word was, but that became my word. And so I think my point being that it was slowly revealed to me, and it actually took somebody, another voice outside of mine, to help me see, hey, I think that's what God's calling, not just her, but me to as well.
Yeah. And the accountability of that, and, or just the knowledge of that, not necessarily accountability, but the knowledge that someone else has that they know what your word is gives someone the freedom and the availability just to check in. So,
yeah.
I know I've heard stories of other people. One of my friends, his word was available a few years back.
That's
and there was multiple stories where he just realized, hey, I'm going to be available right now. And this is why this happened in my life. So I can be available to, you know, my kids or this situation, this opportunity to step into. So,
A couple years ago, mine was a discipline. And so it would just be like, okay, so what would a disciplined person do in this moment?
Right.
You know, if I were to be a disciplined person, you know, what would the rhythms be? What would these things need to be? A couple years ago as well, I think my word was invest. It's like, how am I investing financially? How am I investing relationally? You know, all those kind of things. And there are all kinds of different words that can be love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control.
Yeah, those are good.
Those words are in the Bible. I don't know if everybody knows that or not. They are. You know, prayer, health, train, you know, flexible, devotion, intimate, you know, discipline, smile, commitment, overcomer, bold, positive, inspire, finish, purity, integrity, strong, you know, present, content, confident, engage, believe, healing, surrender, detox, you know, there's like all these words.
Unhurried.
That's a good one, yeah.
You know, exactly. Yeah. And so it's just, like I said, it's just trying to figure out where God is leading you and thinking deeply about it and then receiving that word and then living out that word.
Yeah, I don't know if you've thought through next year yet. I mean, this year isn't even over. We still have things to accomplish as we record this in this year.
I still have like 4 books to go if I'm going to celebrate in a couple weeks.
But I've done a little bit of thinking, and I don't know that I'm all the way there yet. But one of the words you said was actually present. And that's kind of where I've been drawn a little bit, at least so far. I mean, to myself, to others, and to God, I think. It's kind of where my mind is going with that, because sometimes I think maybe you go through all the right rhythms, but you're not actually there. Like you're, you know, you might be journaling, but you're not there. You might be reading your Bible, but you're not there. Like you're sitting at the table with your kids, your wife, but you're not really there. So anyway, and I don't think I do a horrible job at this, but I have noticed just a desire and a need to be present and engaged. So that may be where I am being led. I don't know yet, but
yeah,
I don't know if
I'm not 100% for sure yet either. You know, like the word develop is kind of in my vocabulary right now. And so I don't know if that's a thing that God's trying to say, hey, you know, this is the thing. But yeah, just kind of trying to just kind of wrestle through that. I think present is a huge one. And, for a lot of us listening, you know, it could just be, hey, that might be what God's trying to get, to get out of the distraction, to get out of all those things that are going on, and just to be focused and present with what's going on in every moment. And so, all kinds of choices.
There are lots of words.
One, a lot of words.
The three that I've been kind of throwing back and forth in my mind, and like I said, haven't decided, don't even know if it's going to be one of these three, intentionality would be one. Patience would be the other. Mm-hmm. And kind of the same side to another coin with patience would be just flexibility.
Yeah.
As a president of Ozark Christian College says, blessed are the flexible,
yes,
for they will not be bent out of shape.
Correct. Hey, there you go. Yeah.
And so that was maybe Jesus, Matthew 5. It was not. But those are the three that are kind of in the back of my mind. Looking forward to kind of taking the time to think through,
yeah,
and see if God says, hey, it is one of these three, or hey, here's a word you've never heard of before. Mm-hmm. And this, yeah, is the one that you need to,
yeah,
to focus
so
on.
One,
you know, one word for me in 2023 will be Whataburger.
Yes.
It's coming, yeah, to Monroe, and I'm excited about that.
Yep,
within 2023?
So, maybe God will reveal to me, yeah, that my word is like gluttony.
Yes.
Like I'm not allowed to go to Whataburger. Yeah. I don't know.
It'll definitely be in Athens by 2023. I think Monroe one is too.
900, yeah, Pavilion Parkway.
Yep.
There you go. Cool. One word, it really can change your life. So they are proud of the book, but it, you know, it can live up to the price tag if we take it seriously.
Well, it's an investment.
It really is. Yep.
Because it is a book that you can reread every year.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know about you guys, but like I'll read books and then I'll pick them up and I'll read them again.
Uh-huh.
And it's like,
yeah,
boy,
it's more of a resource. Yeah,
I do
than,
the same.
Yeah, it's like a resource on your shelf that you, mm-hmm, can consult.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I reread books more than I read new books.
Absolutely.
And it's just,
yeah. Well, hey, we are going to wrap up in about 5 minutes, but before we do so, let's put a pin in that conversation. Hopefully you'll pick up the book. We will have it, a few copies in our resource room. So at the church, the Next Steps resource room, if you want to get it there, or obviously Amazon or other places books are sold can get it as well. And we are getting no endorsement for that, unfortunately. But anyway, let's wrap up with just a few kind of fun things. Let's celebrate for a little bit and then talk about 2023. Looking forward to 2023, do you guys have any just dreams, real quick, just quick dreams for Corinth 2023?
Wow. Yeah, I think so. I think as I ponder and reflect here on December 22nd, one of the things that I am incredibly grateful for is the just the amount of baptisms that we saw taking, mm-hmm, place.
Absolutely.
I can't remember I don't know what the official number is. I believe
it was 53.
It's over one a week. I know, yeah, that. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And so, you know, my dream would be, you know, just to see that continue to increase.
Yeah.
And, you know, to where we're seeing baptism or baptisms taking place every single Sunday, just people,
yep,
you know, committing themselves, experiencing the blessing that is. So that's an incredible thing. I tell you guys too, as I just ponder and I reflect, I just always just get overwhelmed and in a positive way, not like I'm overwhelmed pulling my hair out, but just overwhelmed with gratitude of just the generosity of the people of Corinth. You know, a real strong indicator of people's, you know, devotion is connected to our wallets. And, you know, we always say around here that there's like an invisible string connected to your heart and your wallet,
yeah,
or maybe your debit card now, yeah, or your Apple Pay,
yeah,
card.
Yep.
There's just something. It just shows the priority that the people here have, and it's overwhelming. It's really, really cool, and just knowing some of the opportunities that we'll have coming down the road because of it, really, really excites me.
Yeah,
yeah. Dreams for next year, Luke?
Yeah, I thought through a couple.
Celebrate.
Yeah. 2022 was a great year at Corinth.
Yeah.
Like it really, really was a great year. And I know that because God has been faithful to this place since 1861,
yeah,
that come 2023, that's going to continue.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm excited about 2023. I'd say just some conversations that we've had in certain circles. I think one of the dreams that I've just attached to and would love to see is that everybody who calls Corinth home would have a successful invite of their
own. I wrote that exact one down. Yep.
So not only if you haven't identified a one, the dream is that you would identify who in your family, community, workplace, all that sort of stuff needs the hope of Jesus and doesn't have it. And then that you would invite and that it would be successful, that they would come.
Yeah.
And, you know, that might not happen in a week on January 8th. But it's a whole year, and so we just have this dream that everybody would have a one, everybody would invite, and that the, mm-hmm, Lord would be faithful and do something in the heart of that one that it would show up and man, hear the hope and the truth of the gospel. So that's one that rose to the top of my mind. I think too, I would just love for 2023 to be like for Corinth to be a hub of stories of the power of the gospel.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
like yeah. Through the one invitations, through continued lifelong discipleship, through the ministry of Corinth teens and Corinth kids, through people stepping up to serve, through generosity. I would mm-hmm. love every single week to know about a story about transformation
yeah.
because people are meeting Jesus here at this place. Because that's what it's about. Like, we don't, in 2023, we do not want the name of Corinth Christian Church to become famous. We want the right. name of Jesus to become famous because we are honoring him as a church. And exactly. so
yep.
I believe that if we do that, we'll see just a lot of stories. And so yeah. that being said, when you do feel the Lord working in your life this year, tell us about it. Because we want this place to become a hub of stories.
Absolutely.
Of the transforming power of Jesus Christ.
What we know is, as good as 2022 was, what we say too is just the best is always yet to come.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
When Jesus, when God is with you. And so we're excited about that. Adam, one quick commercial sermon series that starts next week.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I'm really intrigued to see where this goes. Mm-hmm. The title, it comes from the title of a book. It's just called To My Friend Who Left the Faith,
mm-hmm.
and which is like a, oh my goodness, just like knife cut to your soul, just even yeah. with the title. But just looking at some of the things, you know, and trying to answer some of the questions for our friends who have left the faith and or who have walked away or wandered away or struggling with doubts. And we want to be a place, and you talk about a dream, you know, we want to be a place where it's just like, hey, doubts are welcome. You know, we ask hard questions, we talk about the difficult things, and we don't just gloss over them and just give trite answers, but we try to really dive down into it and give true answers. And so I think that it's the potential for a great series that if you're one specifically is mm-hmm. someone who has, you know, like a lot of people in Walton County area, you know, has a church background,
yeah,
but is no longer walking with the Lord or certain what they believe, this could be a good one to just say, hey, mm-hmm. We're doing a series called this and dealing with some just interesting questions and things. And so, you know, love for you to join me.
Yeah, and so we talked about each person that calls Corinth home having a successful invite of their one. Maybe we can accomplish a big chunk of that resolution goal, whatever you want to call it.
Oh yeah,
within the first month of the year. So,
and I'll just add this too. Here's what we find, and I don't have like hard data for it or anything like that, but pretty much what we find is, y'all, once you get your friend in the door, they stick around. Quite a bit.
Yeah. Corinth's like a
very, very often
family. It really is. So
yeah. Velcro-y.
Yeah. Hey, let's wrap up with just some fun stuff coming up in 2023. Here are just a few random things coming up, and I want you to just say, take it or leave it. All right. What are you going to do in 2023? Super Mario Brothers movie. Take it or leave it.
Leave it.
Take it. Chris Pratt is a voice.
And, leave it by like going it. To the theaters. I will watch it once it's on a stream.
Sure. Yeah. I'm not going to go to the theaters for that one.
All right. I'll watch it. Super Bowl. Take it or leave it.
Take it. Chiefs 31.
I was going to say, what's your bold prediction for that then?
Chiefs 31. I think 49ers 24. Let's do a repeat.
Let's not do a repeat.
Let's yeah, have Josh.
Let's have Brock
guy.
Purdy set the all-time record.
He's
for
yeah. pretty good. I'll take it. Chiefs for sure. I don't know. I think it'll be maybe the Cowboys can pull it out.
Nah.
In the playoffs.
They
maybe they're
yeah. Sorry good. If there's know. Cowboy fans out
however,
there.
I'll say this like
chokers.
The AFC.
AFC's gauntlet. I'm not. I say Chiefs, you know, but I really like, don't know that
I'm
I believe.
Not sure.
That, I don't really know
I'm
that
sure.
I believe that.
There are team like whole teams
yeah.
in the AFC that are better than the whole team of the Chiefs.
Yeah, the Bengals
for sure. healthy Chargers.
Maybe. The Chargers should chill the Chargers. We could go on for this for a while.
I don't know.
All right, so we were supposed to make this podcast shorter today, but we started talking about the Chiefs. Yeah. That's my fault. Sorry. Yeah. All right, Guardians, Guardians 3, take it or leave it.
Oh, take it. First day.
Okay, take it.
Fast Part 10, Part 1? Did you even know this is coming out? Like Fast and Furious?
Yeah.
Leave it.
Leave it. I'll watch it when it's on streaming.
You know, this is they're calling it Fast 10, but it's only Part 1.
Fast 10, Part 1.
Part 1. There's going to be a Part 2.
This is like your granddad who says the same joke in public every time. Like it's just worn out. Like stop making these movies. Just cut it out.
All right. The Women's World Cup. Take it or leave it.
Take it.
Hey, let's go USA. What is it? What would it be? 3 in a row?
Yeah, it would be 3 in a row if we got it. Yep.
All right. Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny.
Take it
or leave it.
Take it.
Harrison Ford is like 80 years old, right?
Yeah.
He's 80, 81.
Take it. Mm-hmm.
All right. Coronation of Charles and Camilla.
Leave it. Don't care. Sorry, Angela.
All right. A few royal family fans out there.
I'll take it.
It's a world event.
Yeah, I mean, think about this.
I guess it is true.
You know,
like,
I only get to see something like that a couple of times in my life.
Well, it would be the only first time.
This is the first time I've seen a coronation.
Yeah, if he lives as long as his mama did, you won't see it again.
He's already like 70.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I might
see another one.
I might see it one more.
We might get to see another one.
Queen Elizabeth was, man, that was something.
Yeah,
queen for 70 years or something. So, hey, there's a lot of great things coming up in 2023. One of them is Corinth next week. Once again, to my friend who left the faith, new series starts. So we will take that for sure, and we will see you next week. And we're excited to be kind of back in our rhythm next week. Corinth in Your Car, more of a, I guess, traditional of what the rhythm we've fallen into for this podcast next week. That's all for us today. So we hope that the new year has been great for you and that 2023 really is the best year of your life so far. One word might just change it. So we're looking forward to seeing you next week. And for now, that's all. We love you.